Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we're finishing our sermon series on patience. In week one, we talked about the incredible patience of God. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Last week, we talked about what the book of Proverbs has to say about patience. A patient man is better than a warrior. He who controls his temper is greater than he who takes a city. Today, we're focusing on the fact that patience is an essential part of loving relationships as talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. All of us want better relationships, but that takes love. But what is love? The best definition of love was given by God through the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 13. And the first quality of love is this: love is patient. So let's explain what that means. Number one, love is patient. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Notice the Bible does not say love is a feeling, it does not say love is an overwhelming state of emotion that you can't control, and it certainly doesn't say love is an accident. Sometimes you fall into it, and sometimes you fall out of it. No, when the Bible talks about love, it gives a list of actions that need to be taken, and the first one is this. Love is patient. So why is love patient? Well, two reasons. First of all, everyone you have a relationship with and everyone you're going to have a friendship with or relationship with is a sinner. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That means you're a sinner, I'm a sinner, everybody's a sinner. I told you last week that because of all the sinners you'll meet in the upcoming week, somebody's going to sin against you and you'll have the opportunity to practice your patience. Some of you shared with me this week about some of those opportunities to be patient and how God helped you in that situation. I just want to say thank you because I'm honored that you would share that with me. The same thing applies this week. Everyone you meet and talk to and interact with will be a sinner, and they all need patience and they will all need forgiveness. Without forgiveness and patience, no relationship can survive for very long, even your closest friendships, even your family relationships. So that brings me to the second reason why love has to be patient. Relationships are a long-term investment. They're not a quick money-making scheme. Relationships with people, whether it's building a friendship or building a family, takes time and patience. Real loving relationships are not quick and they are not easy. They take time and they take work. Today is Father's Day, and we want to take time to honor our own fathers. By the way, speaking of Father's Day, do you know where the Kyle family took their dad for Father's Day? To the movies. Like I said, today is Father's Day, and we want to take time to honor our own fathers. Most of them, not all, made a long-term investment in our lives. They provided for us. They protected us. They taught us things we need to know. They taught us the Word of God. They were patient with us. Many of them were great examples of patience in a very impatient world. Now, on Father's Day, we want to honor all of you who have made the commitment to your own children. Thank you for investing your life in your children, sharing with them in a patient, loving way God's precious word. The world, our culture, has attacked God's institution of the family relentlessly during my lifetime. The world thinks the family is, well, out of date. It's an out-of-date model. They even go so far as to say that maybe dads aren't really needed anymore. Maybe dads are like sunroofs on a car. Nice, but not really necessary. Well, God's word tells us the truth, that both mothers and fathers are important and necessary for the well-being of children, and both should be honored. Honor your father and your mother, that it may go well with you and that you may have long life on the earth. That's the fourth commandment. It's also Ephesians 6, 1 and 2. And the statistics bear out the truth of God's word. Children are incredibly blessed when they have an active and involved father. Children with active and involved fathers are happier, healthier, do better in school. They are less likely to have behavior problems, less likely to abuse drugs and alcohols. Children with active and involved fathers are 2 times less likely to drop out of school, 4 times less likely to be in poverty, 7 times less likely to become pregnant as a teenager, less likely to commit crime, and less likely to go to prison. Dads make a difference. Thank you to all you dads out there. Thank you for your patient love, your guidance, and your teaching, and God's blessing to you as you carry out this important work of the Lord, because love is patient. But then the next question is, what does patience look like? And that's number two, what patience looks like. Patience, according to what we found from God's word during the last 3 weeks, means doing at least three things. It means being slow to anger, ready to listen, and willing to forgive. Number one, slow to become angry. James 1:19 and 20, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Now, anger is an emotion, and anger is not always sinful. Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry and sin not. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. The purpose of anger, though, is that we might have energy, the energy we need to either fight for our life or run for our life in a dangerous situation. But anger is meant to be a temporary situation, not a permanent one. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Get rid of anger before the day is over. And anger is almost always bad for relationships, especially our closest relationships, our long-term relationships. That's why James warns us to be very slow to anger, to be patient with people. We can damage our relationships otherwise. God's desire for his children is that they have a life full of loving relationships. He wants our joy and our love to be full. Loving relationships are built through patience, not through anger. Man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. We want our homes to be places of peace, where every person feels safe and loved and appreciated. And that starts with you. It starts with you being patient with people. That comes through patience, not through anger. Patience comes through listening. Everyone should be slow to anger, ready to listen. He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. Proverbs 18:13. He who answers before listening is foolish. And we've all done that. We've all been the fool. Someone was trying to talk to us, and instead of really listening to understand, we got distracted trying to think of something clever or intelligent sounding to impress them. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to become angry. He who answers before listening, that is his folly and shame. The two go together. The more you listen, the more patient you will be with people. The more patient you are with people, the more you will listen. Listening is not easy, though. It takes time and it takes energy. Listening can really tire you out. It's hard to do when you personally are tired, but it's crucial in all of our relationships. And everyone needs someone to listen to them. Nothing says I love you like someone who takes the time to really listen to another person. Slow down. Take the time to really listen to the most important people in your life. It's worth the time. It's worth the investment, because listening leads to really understanding people. And it leads to closer relationships. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Number three, willing to forgive. A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. Proverbs 19, verse 11. What does patience look like? It looks like being slow to anger. It looks like listening. And it looks like forgiving other people. A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. Proverbs 19, verse 11 tells us that, hey, sin is something all of us are infected with. It's not a matter of if your friend or family member or spouse will sin against you. It's only a matter of when. When that happens, not if, you will have a choice to make. You can respond with anger, according to your sinful nature, and damage or possibly destroy your relationship. Or, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can forgive that person. Not only will it keep the relationship from being damaged, probably will make it even stronger than it was before. That's how powerful forgiveness is. It completely changes the outcome of a relationship. Forgiveness doesn't come from ourselves. It comes from the work of the Spirit. It comes from the Lord. But it is ours to give away. We can forgive other people just as Christ has forgiven us. You know, as a father, I am not perfect. I am a sinner. There are many times when I've been quick to anger, especially on a golf course, slow to listen, and slow to forgive someone who needed it. There are no perfect fathers. Except for one. The only perfect father is our Father in heaven. So let me talk about him to close today. Number three, our perfect father. He is slow to become angry. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Exodus 34:6. That verse has been our theme during this sermon series. Patience doesn't begin with us, it begins with God. Our Father in heaven is always slow to anger, and that's a good thing. He could have given up on the human race a long time ago. He could have given up on us a long time ago. But he's slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and always willing to give every person a second chance. God is patient with us because he doesn't want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. He wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And that's why our Father in heaven is always slow to anger. He's also ready to listen. Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. Our Father is slow to anger, always ready to listen. He invites us to ask, seek and knock. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Is anyone in trouble? He should pray. Call upon me in the day of trouble and I will answer you. Sometimes people get busy, too busy to listen. Sometimes our family or our friends don't have time for us. We've all been there. But there's one who listens to you every time you want to talk to him, your Father in heaven. You are his child, his beloved son or daughter. Your Father loves to hear your voice, and if you're willing to talk, he's always willing to listen. And he's willing to forgive. Psalm 103:12-13. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. In fact, your Father is not only willing to forgive, he already has forgiven you through his Son, Jesus Christ. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he has removed our transgressions from us. That took place at the cross, where Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for the sins of the whole world, for your sins and for my sins and for everyone's sins. Every one of our sins has been forgiven through the shed blood of Jesus. And now our Father simply wants to reconcile with us based on the forgiveness that is available to each and every person. Anytime we want to confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why? Because as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on us. We all struggle with patience, and God knows that. But we can look to him, because he is the source of true patience. He is the fulfillment of 1 Corinthians 13. He is the perfect example of love is patient, because he is our patient and loving Father, always slow to anger, always ready to listen to our prayers, and our Father is willing to forgive all of our sins every single time. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.